We don't know what it is we're aware of. That's an idea. It's a form of words. Obviously, I wouldn't know if anything was going on unless I could say something else wasn't. I know motion by contrast with rest. So while I am aware of motion, I'm also aware of rest. So maybe what's at rest isn't going on and what's motion is going on. So I won't use that concept because I've got to include both. And if I say, well, here it is, that excludes what isn't, like space. And if I say this, it excludes that. I'm reduced to silence. But you can feel what I'm talking about, can't you?
Yeah.
That's what's called Dao in Chinese. That's where we begin. Dao means basically way, and so course, the course of nature, of which Lao Tzu says, Dao Fa Zi Yan, which means, Fa, Dao, Fa, means the way of functioning of the Dao, Zi Yan, is of itself so, that is to say, is spontaneous. Watch again. What's going on? If you approach it with this wise ignorance, you will see that you are witnessing a happening. In other words, in this primal way of looking at things, there is no difference between what you do on the one hand and what happens to you on the other. It's all the same process. Just as your thoughts happen, the car happens outside, the clouds, the stars. When a Westerner hears that, he thinks of fatalism or determinism. That's because he still preserves in the back of his mind two illusions. One is that what is happening to him. And therefore he is the victim of circumstances. But when you are in primal ignorance, there is no you different from what's happening, and therefore it's not happening to you. It's just happening. So is you. You know, what you call you, what you later call you, is part of a happening. You're part of the universe. Although the universe, strictly speaking, has no parts. We only call certain features of the universe parts of it, but you can't disconnect them from the rest without causing them to be not only non-existent, but never to have existed. So, when you have this happening, the other illusion that a Westerner is liable to have is that it's determined in the sense that what is happening now follows necessarily from what happened in the past. But you don't know anything about that in your primal ignorance. Cause and effect? Why, obviously not. Because if you are really naive, you see that the past is the result of what's happening now. It goes backwards into the past. Like a weight goes backwards from a ship. All the echoes are disappearing, finally, go away and away and away. It's all starting now. What we call the future is nothing. The great void. And everything comes out of the great void. That's the way a naive person, Andy, as I explained, if any of you were at my lecture last night, if you shut your eyes, contemplate reality only with your ears, you will find there's a background of silence and all sounds are coming out of it. They stop out of silence. If you close your eyes, listen, just listen. Thank you.
Psychology.